Track 1, Introduction. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Bipolar Adults, Practical Interventions for Hypomanic and Depressive Episodes. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brinigan. I'll be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with bipolar disorder and subsequent self-esteem issues. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc. as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as the compassionate perspective, behavioral activation therapy, acceptance and commitment therapy, self-absorption, and help for the bipolar client's loved ones. So, let's get started. As you know, according to the DSM, bipolar disorder is shorthand for cyclic mood disorders that include manic and depressive episodes. On the rest of this track, we will discuss having the client write a best-case scenario, which you might find applicable to those clients you are treating who suffer from the depressive episodes, which may characterize your client's bipolar disorder. Betsy, age 39, ran a catering service. Her husband, David, was my main source of information regarding Betsy's behavior. David stated, "Betsy and I already have two grown children, so I can understand why this pregnancy has upset her, but she seems unnaturally sad." In our subsequent discussions, I learned from David that from around Betsy's fourth month of pregnancy, she spent much of each day in bed. She didn't arise until afternoon, when she began to feel a little less tired. Her appetite, which was voracious during her first trimester, fell off, so that by the time of delivery, she was several pounds lighter than usual for a full-term pregnancy. Betsy had to give up her catering accounts because she couldn't focus her attention long enough to do even simple bookkeeping. However, David stated, "Still, the only time I really became alarmed was when Betsy said that she didn't think she could survive childbirth and that I would have to rear the child without her. I remember her saying that we'd all be better off without her." That was scary. How might you have responded to similar behavior in your client? Betsy had been diagnosed as bipolar by the therapist who recommended her to me. I felt certain that what David had experienced was a manic episode linked to Betsy's bipolar disorder. After several evaluations, it was clear that Betsy was indeed bipolar. In this course, we will focus on treating bipolar clients like Betsy, whose conditions are typified by depressive and hypomanic episodes. Like Betsy, many such clients have low self-esteem. Regarding Betsy's comment that her husband and child would be better off without her, I asked her to write out a best-case scenario because I felt that if Betsy could see a positive outcome, her self-esteem might increase. For this technique, I asked Betsy to think about the best possible outcome of her raising her child and remaining David's wife and write it out on a scrap of paper. Betsy wrote, "I'll leave the hospital with my newborn son or daughter, smiling and energized. In a few years, we will be able to take walks in the park, and as she grows up, have chats over coffee or lemonade, depending on the season. David and I will be good parents and have a happy home." I asked Betsy to put this scenario in a place she could easily see it. Betsy framed it and put it on her bedside table. Whenever Betsy felt like staying in bed, she would look over to see her best-case scenario, and her depressive state would be somewhat lightened. Think of your Betsy. Could he or she benefit from a best-case scenario? On this track, we have discussed the best-case scenario technique. The best-case scenario technique can be implemented early in therapy for increasing a bipolar client's self-esteem regarding depressive episodes. On the next track, we will discuss the compassionate perspective technique. There are 4 steps in the compassionate perspective technique. The 4 steps are to foster an understanding of equality through human struggle, to provide the client with a sense of self-worth, to qualify the client's understanding of the concept, and to validate the client. Question 1. What is a technique which can be implemented early in therapy for increasing a bipolar client's self-esteem regarding a situation?